There are signs today that the job market is warming, but it is not at a rolling boil. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Ahead of the government's official jobs report on Friday, a private sector tally of payrolls came out today. The ADP survey found payrolls up by 182,000 in October, but the September figure was revised downward. Quincy Crosby is market strategist at Prudential Financial. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
182,000? It's all right, I guess.
It's a solid number. It shows that the small business owner is the backbone of job creation. And that's very good news because it shows confidence in the small business sector in the U.S.
All right, new subject. The person who is arguably the most powerful single economic policymaker in the world, Janet Yellen, head of the Fed, is on Capitol Hill talking presumably about the Fed's regulation of banks, but maybe she'll say something about interest rates, right?
Everyone is hoping she'll give a clue or a hint as to whether or not December will be when they finally lift rates. It'll come up in the question and answer period. The market will be glued to everything she says to see if there's a hint as to what she's thinking.
It's not just Dr. Yellen today in the public spotlight. A lot of Fed folks seem to be speaking out.
It is Janet Yellen. It's the number two at the Fed, Stanley Fisher. And it's Bill Dudley, who is the head of the New York Fed. Those three are seen by the market as the ones who have the most important perspectives on where the economy is going. So the market is glued to everything they say.
We'll be watching. Quincy Crosby at Prudential Financial. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now to the conversion of the Japanese post office into a gold mine. A trio of companies began trading on the Tokyo Exchange today, the results of the biggest initial public offering anywhere in the world this year. It is Japan Post, which is rather more than a way to send a card to grandma in Japan. It's also a bank and an insurance company. Of the three parts, it is the bank that is the whopper. Sejiro Takeshita is a professor at the School of Management and Information at the University of Shizuoka in Japan.
The banking side, if you would like to define Postbank as banks, they're bigger than any of the Japanese banks, and Post Insurance as well. In fact, these two big subsidiaries makes most of the profit of the Japan Post, and there is obviously huge potential. But again, there is always a problem. They're still quasi-government organization, which means that they're still very much fully regulated, and they cannot fully take advantage of deregulation at this point.
Buying these brand new stocks today, many individual investors in Japan, many of them new to the stock market game.
The direct involvement into equities by the Japanese public is very low in comparison to the United States or Europe. This does put a jab in the arm, as it did years ago when they had Japan's telecom side, the government telecom being privatized. But at the same time, I think the government also wants to privatize these companies in order to put a jab in their arm. In other words, they need to get into competition. They need to be a lot more eloquent in their management side. And that's probably one of the reasons why they want to privatize these companies, aside from the fact that they want to get some funds.
The $12 billion raised by the selling off of these state-owned enterprises has been earmarked to help repair the region hardest hit by the 2011 earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear meltdowns. We've been covering the big pharmaceutical merger, Pfizer plus Allergan, over the last week. The focus was initially on a strategy that would combine the makers of Viagra and Botox. Marketplace regular Alan Sloan, also a columnist for The Washington Post, says the strategy may actually be less about prescription drugs and more about what, Alan?
Taxes. What would happen would be a company in New York, which is Pfizer, will buy a company based in New Jersey, Allergan, and somehow the combined entity will end up in Ireland with a much lower income tax rate than either a New Jersey or a New York company would pay.
The term of art is tax inversion. It's a way to get an overseas corporate tax home, and that could save a company money.
It could save, in this case, billions of dollars because of certain quirks in the tax law.
Now, there's nothing illegal about one of these inversions, but you don't like the smell of them.
It's distasteful. The guy who runs Allegiant said 2 years ago, you know, we really love New Jersey and we're just going to stay here. And he was just blatant about it. They want to benefit from everything we have here. They just don't want to pay for it.
Now, I remember the Treasury Department came up with some new rules that would throw a damp blanket over some of this. It sounds like the strategy didn't stick.
Right. After a brief period of adjustment by the lawyers, life has now resumed on the inversion front, or I call it desertion, but that's tacky and I'm not supposed to do that because it's impolite.
Just the other day, the Europeans came together to come up with a new strategy for stopping companies from shopping among European countries for tax havens. You would argue we need to do this on a more global scale.
We do. Ireland is the great place of choice with a 15% tax rate. And if you look at what's going on now, Ireland, in order to lure more companies, has invented a new rate of 6.5% for I'm not sure what. You could lower the rate in the United States to 25% from 35 or to 20, but companies would still rather pay nothing. So they're going to shop for venues unless somehow collectively we make it impossible, or they just become embarrassed, or it becomes too painful in a variety of ways to do.
Alan Sloan is also editor-at-large at ProPublica. Alan, thank you for this.
My pleasure, David.
And stock in Volkswagen has been down about 8% for much of the day after the company disclosed that 800,000 of its cars put out more carbon dioxide than advertised, a separate problem from the cheating software on its diesel engines. No explanation has been offered yet. Stocks in other European car makers were also falling. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.